Okay, period.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Number is 563-999-3658. Okay. Moderators, keep putting the Cash App in the chat so we can continue to pay for these football head-ass kids. All right, 9180, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, oh my gosh, hey.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me. Has justice been served?
I think justice has been served, and this is going to show black men to treat black women with that white woman treatment, where they need to stay away and tread carefully unless they really want to get with us. Treat us with respect, be scared to not put their hands and keep killing us, keep doing all this and that, and keep feeling like people to show your anger toward. So, yes, we're going to get that white woman treatment. It's going to be the new era of everything. It is very much deserved.
Wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. 7480. Has justice been served? Hello?
Hello?
298? Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely justice has been served. I just feel like at the end of the day, everybody was wrong. Everybody played their part, but Megan didn't deserve to get shot, no matter
okay.
what nobody says. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Y'all can argue about who's having sex with who. I'm trying not to cuss. But, you know, who's having sex with who or who's doing what. At the end of the day, a gun shouldn't have been involved. It was two females fighting. They should have caught the fade about the dude. He's a B-word for getting involved in a business. It was very feminine and sassy of him to even do some shit like that. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. It was just weird. So he got what he
So let me ask you this. Do you think that Megan, what happens to Megan now?
I feel like that's on her. You feel what I'm saying? How she's,
okay.
she's going to move. You know, she got to move. She got to move. All that pimp talk she talks, she got to move it now. She has to really move on, and she has to really stand 10 toes in who she is and just move forward with it. Let that shit go. At the end of the day, she's Megan Thee Stallion. Like, let's be real about it. Who?
Okay, thank you. You're going to just keep talking. 9130, you're live or in the air. I let one go. I'm not going to keep letting these slide all night. I'm not getting enough 35 cents for that. 9130, you're live on the air. The number is 563-999-3658. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so I just want to say I think justice was served.
Okay.
And I also think that because this was brought to the public, it was made like a huge thing. You know what I mean? Because if you really sit and think about it, like I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that goes on with the Elites that the public doesn't know. But because this was brought to the public, you know, it became a big thing. I also want to say that I do not think that this is going to slow her career down. I feel like, if anything, it's going to build her up stronger. I mean, if you look at Brandi Norwood, you know, she's still good, and she damn near took out somebody out, right? Romeo from Immature. And, you know,
right. She's
flourished, and she's still doing good. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, stuff happens, and you just got to watch the way you move and who you hang around with, you know. That's all I
got to
say,
though. Thanks, boo. All right. And so, really quick, Megan Thee Stallion also is trying to hold the pen in the law down to Kelce being in contempt of court, basically saying that, you know, Kelce ditched one of the actual court dates where she was supposed to come and testify and, you know, speak with some of the attorneys, and she didn't do that. Also, they're trying to get D-Boy, who is her boyfriend or husband or baby's father, and pretty much try to hem him up and subpoena him into saying that he was a part of 1501, and 1501 was a part of, you know, clearing or inciting Kelce to make that diss track against Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, and she's trying, and Megan Thee Stallion is wanting Kelce to reveal the text messages between her and Tory Lanez because she feels like a lot of those are going to corroborate what she said in her statement. But Kelce did not show up to those meeting times to work to reveal those text messages. So she's trying to get Kelsey fined or confined. So she's willing for Kelsey to either be having to pay a large payment or go to jail as well. So Megan Thee Stallion is not playing with anybody. She's trying to get Kelsey on a violation and Kelsey's baby father on a violation, along with 1501's Carl Crawford on a violation. Okay, so it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens here. Okay, 9290, you're live on the air.
Yeah. Fuck her. Fuck
Turn
Megan
me down in the back.
Fuck her. Fuck Megan.
Okay, let me warn you. Get on here and curse. I will release your number. Play on my line. I will have 3,000 people calling you. 3432, you live on the air.
Hey, Amara, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So I honestly feel like justice was served. And
okay.
Like everyone has been saying, everyone played the role. However, Megan needs to be humble because this can go one or two ways for her. If you're going at Kelsey like this, then what does that say about your character? You know, technically speaking, you were in the wrong.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's some tea right there. Because now you know you were in the wrong, but you're still trying to play victim. Do it all.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to play the victim card, which you can because, yes, you were shot. We're not denying that at all. But let's be realistic with things and how they took place and how you got shot. You have to always follow the timeline. And I think that she forgets her role in things a lot. And that's okay because it's a blur. Things going on. But let's not start attacking people. Yes, you have your individual issues with Carl Crawford. Handle that apart from this. Because when you start adding all that together, what dirt can they dig up on you? You get what I'm saying? Things get really dark. And then it can start turning into, I already feel like this is kind of a humiliation ritual for her. But it can start getting darker. We can start pulling up, you know, things from your past. Were you a bully, you know? This isn't the first, you know, if this is what we're seeing in the light, what's in the shadows? This could be the first instance of this. And then we start talking about your character. And I believe someone said earlier, you know, we like you, we like your music. When you start opening your mouth, do we really like you the person? And I think Megan needs to remember, she's still on the come up. She's not on Nicki's level. She's not on even Cardi. She's still on the come up. She has to remain humble. And that's really my two cents about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too, bye. Okay, 0067. I thought that was very interesting. You know, people will start to remember. Kelsey, and you did play a part in this. You slept with him. You had no business sleeping with him because that was your best friend's boyfriend. And you slept with him behind her back. So lay off Kelsey a little bit. She's in her feelings. Why? Because her best friend her man. So if I'm Kelsey, I'm not corroborating with it either. It's when if I'm Kelsey, it's both of you mother. For me, I don't give a what happens to either one. He shot you, and now he went to jail. Sayonara. Sayonara to both of you mother. If it's me, 0067, you live on the air.
Hi, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. Okay. So I just want to thank you for this tea. Like, I feel as though, like, you really deserve your flowers up front. This is, like, one of the biggest stories of the year, and I feel as though you covered it very professionally and very...
Thank you.
Like, unbiased, for real. So in terms of this, I do think that it's kind of messed up, low-key, to go after Kelsey. I've been that friend before where my other friend has gone after my dude, and I, from what I've seen, you know, I be lurking on my girl's things. My friend has not recovered from that. I'm not her friend, and I just don't think that that's something she should be doing. I personally think she should really be putting her pen to the fire, going hard, like, let me not think about this case no more. I don't understand really if 1501 is affecting her money with Kelsey being on 1501, but I would just get the lawyers, handle that. I'm going to sit here, go hard on my music, go hard on my appearances, keep it pushing, like very unbothered energy, and really show them, like, no, I'm not not them, but, like, just really just go hard in your craft. Like, be that rapper. Like, you were already on the come up. You're still on the come up. Focus on that. Don't even, you know, like, really give no energy to this. And if it comes up, you know, handle it how you handle media training. I love her videos about her doing the gym stuff. So I'm like, focus on that wellness, you know, like really give yourself a good image. Donate to charities if you feel guilty, you know, handle it. Do your thing and keep it pushing. Like, do not sit here and go low. Like, for real. Like,
so what do you think happens to her career after this?
If she does what I just said, like just gives it no energy, you know, mentioning her song, you know, because we're going to come after, you know, we're going to listen to that as an audience. But I don't think she should. I think her career is going to, if she really plays her cards right, she could still recover. Because I personally think when this thing happened, I think the last person who kind of had this type of instance happen in their life maybe was.
Here's the problem. I'm going to help you out.
Yes.
She can recover to a certain degree, but is hip hop going to allow her to recover? Is a Drake, is a rapper, is somebody going to throw it, keep with a big platform, keep trying to throw it in the face that they don't or trust her? You know what I'm saying? Are the people really going to really support her? Is black media going to support her? Black hip-hop, white people are going to propel her all the way through. But are the artists, are artists going to be working with her diligently? Is the hip-hop community all going to ride for Megan Thee Stallion and discard Tory Lanez? I don't know.
I think so. I personally think so. If she really plays her cards right, like, I think she could recover. It's just a matter of, like, that social climbing thing. She got to quash that. Like, that whole look that she's been giving, like, I think, like the girl said before, humble yourself and really keep it pushing. Like, not on some fake stuff though, like go to counseling, maybe you know, like deal with people who are kind of like,
and
coming to you, like, you know, who support her.
And lastly, thank you, Bull. And lastly, no drama. Megan Thee Stallion doesn't need any drama for the next 5 to 10 years. She can't have it. No major drama. No major man problems, no more drama. This is, Megan Thee Stallion needs no more drama. Like, this is one of those scandals that will definitely propel your career. But if done wrong, it can end you. The problem that I have with the thing that I'm nervous about with Megan Thee Stallion is she didn't go into this with a lot of allies. Industry allies. To me, she went into this with a lot of people not liking her, not feeling like, from hairstylists to her peers. Stylists, regular stylists, a lot of people don't like her because they feel like she's a wishy-washy, phony individual. And so when you're already coming in, when people are already perceiving you as one that you can't be trusted and finicky and phony, then you have such a big scandal like this. Are people really there to lift you up and embrace you, or are they just thinking she's just a messy girl? And I don't ever want to be affiliated with her because she's a liability. You've seen what she did to Tory Lanez. People talk like that. Hey, you better stay away from that. Have you motherfucking locked up. Don't do it. Stay away. She got issues. Stay away. You see where Tory at. Don't do it. He wasn't even invited to the party. He wouldn't even go into the party. Fucked around, took that whole man career. That's how people would talk. So she's got to make sure that she stays clean. She's got to make sure that she stays clean. Let's talk about Tory Lanez. 4924, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Hey. Yes.
Oh, okay, hi. Hey, Armand. All right, so first of all, I'm happy for Megan. I'm happy that she's finally able to close this chapter in her life. I feel like getting the worst thing besides getting shot was being tormented by Tory and his fans and all the blogs and stuff for 3 years. I think Megan will do good after this. with this being closed, I think that her career will be good. I'm glad that she's doing more mainstream stuff like movies and TV shows. Uh-huh. And I think I've seen something about her doing like a musical or something like that. So I feel like she'll be fine. I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you what your opinion was about it being confirmed that Tory leaked the information about the DNA being inconclusive to DJ Academic and the judge confirming that today.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like Tory Lanez was leaking a lot of stuff. Tory Lanez was talking to people, anybody that would listen, and he was there trying to push narrative. So that is the reason why I felt as though there was no reason for him to get a lighter sentence, because if he would have gotten a lighter sentence in any way possible, he was ready to shit all in Megan's face. And he was ready to take her down. So when he was like, if he would have gotten anything less than what he got now, 5, 6 years, 4 years probation, he would have made a mockery out of her, and she would have been, and they would have, he would have incited so much torment on her. So that's why when she said, pretty much give him the max that you can give, I understood exactly why she said that, because he was not showing any remorse. So now I don't want to hear that you're struggling with alcoholism. I don't want to hear that you're just a good guy that's done wrong here and there. When you bullied Travis Scott, you bitch slapped Prince from Love and Hip Hop, you were in the club pulling out your pistol on random niggas. We're so far, you were drunk and pulling out pistols. His guns was falling on the ground. I've heard many stories of Tory Lanez in Miami. You jumped August Alsina because he was zesty and didn't want to speak to you. So you definitely did that. You definitely did that. And if you would have gotten away with it, you would have tormented Megan Thee Stallion. No shade. So you needed that 10 years.
I agree. And I just wanted to say one more thing. I just wanted to say, like, it's funny how people were saying, like, oh, you know, the hip-hop community wasn't going to mess with Meg no more and stuff like that, whatever. But I don't know if people recall that there were certain people within the hip-hop community lying and saying for years that there was this video that Tory had that was going around the industry that proved that everything that Megan was saying was a lie. And it's like, so honestly, in my opinion, I feel like Megan should not mess with the hip hop industry. I feel like she should do more. Like, I think she should go the pop route. She should go the movie route. She should go whatever route. But it was the fact that there were people like Joe Budden saying that there was a whole video going around.
That was because Tory Lanez was getting on the phone telling everybody. Tory Lanez was telling all these people stuff. If that was all that evidence, you don't think they would have pulled that out? That nigga didn't even get on the stand. When he didn't get on the stand, that let me know that he did it. I was done there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, 6846, you're live on the air.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Hey, talk to me. Yes, it's on. Talk to me.
Is this
the
King of YouTube? Yes,
the King of YouTube.
Am I? Okay.
Yes, let's
baby.
Get into it, baby.
Right. Yes, sir. Now, as far as Tory, man, he had this coming eventually. Something was going to happen. If it wasn't Megan, it was something else. Because like y'all said, his behavior was reckless from the get. Like, he been, you know, even ever since he was feeling himself, he just been out here acting a fool. So if it wasn't this, it was going to be something else. So justice is served. If he did that to her, which I feel like he did, although with the court case, I feel like they didn't do a good job of proving it. Like, there was still a lot of, you know, things that weren't adding up to me personally. But you and Milagro, y'all did y'all big one covering it. First of all, I want to give y'all flowers for that off top. Like, y'all ate that up.
Yes. But, and I want to say shout out to me and shout out to Milagro. I mean, we obviously have two different opinions, but as far as covering the case, we ate that. And I just want everybody to know, you know, just stay tuned. But the girls are going to gag. But I want everybody to remember what side they was on when you girls was out there making it seem like, you know, we were doing such a bad job at that courthouse, and we were so ghetto, and we were just so this, that, and the third. And now you see the same people that got us kicked out the courthouse were wanting to monopolize the whole reporting experience, because now not only are they doing tweets, now they're doing YouTube lunch breaks. live stream.
Exactly.
Catch my YouTube. Follow me YouTube. Those same people were in my DMs wanting me to go live with them ahead of the trial, ahead of the verdict, to get YouTuber, get people to their YouTube channel. I don't know about the rest of you house niggas, but I'm not that. So you can go to these other IP-ass weird channels, but you're not going to use my channel to infiltrate me because you're not about to give me nothing. So you got this one person that's going to get all the recognition from not only the white publications, the black publications is already going to give it to them. Then you're going to get the Twitter, and then you're going to come infiltrate my space. And after you got me kicked out because you see that we're doing numbers, no, we're not doing no collab, baby.
But you know what?
You crazy?
One thing about them tables, they do turn. So don't even
hate that. And shout out to you losers.
Yes.
That really didn't see what was going on. But it's okay.
Absolutely. You get the last laugh. Like, keep doing your thing. Like, one thing about those tables, they will turn. Keep your head up and don't let them get you, bro. Just do your thing. And let me.
Okay, sorry. Quarterback, I think we missed him. Okay, 9001. I don't know what happened there. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Uh-oh. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Yes, what's going on?
Yes, hello. Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Can you hear me? No?
I can hear you. You can't hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. The only thing that I wanted to say about all of this is that at this point, the people that don't believe Megan, they wouldn't believe Megan if Jesus came down off the mountain and told them that Tory shot her. And so, you know, I don't even get into those discussions anymore. The thing is, in terms of her career, I agree with you. She needs to just kind of back off of social media and stay focused on her music, because she really is talented, and let her music speak for her. It's not fair the way she's being treated, because I think she's prosecuted more for her sexual history than even shooting her. Yeah, I think that's the rub, and I think that's so double standard. Where these rappers, these men get out here and get with anything that'll stay still long enough for them. She doesn't do half as much, but she's, you know, crucified and vilified over the whole thing. And that's just not fair. That's a young woman. She's not married. She's allowed to do what she want to do, period.
All right,
you know,
thanks,
either be involved with her or not be involved with her, but you don't get to vilify her for this. This is, you know, this is the only thing that I'm thinking about through this whole thing. It really wasn't about Meg getting shot. It was about Meg's history. And I'm going to say this about Tory. He's a little short guy that's got a Napoleon complex. That's why he ran around with those pistols all the time. Because he know he only 5'2" or 5'4" or whatever it is he is, and that's why he behaved the way he is. That's why he couldn't get up on the witness stand, because how is he going to explain everything that he's done up to this point? I mean, the stuff with August Alsina was just the last thing he did, but he has a history of getting offended, getting Napoleon Man offended, and then want to jump up and pull a pistol out on somebody or get his boys to beat him up. So, I mean, he earned this. He earned everything that he's getting, you know, and he ruined his own career. And that just had nothing to do with Megan, because everybody says, well, she shouldn't have never invited him, woo, woo, woo. But in the final analysis, everyone is grown. Everyone makes their own decisions. He did
absolutely
not have to. He did not have to pick that pistol up.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to. He didn't even have to lead a party with them.
Well, he did have to lead a party with them. Well, no, because Kylie put them out because Megan Thee Stallion came in and started cutting up.
Okay. And so he left, and he was mad. Okay. that still didn't mean that he had to pull up a pistol.
He should never pull up
the pistol.
Right. The pistol is crazy.
He didn't have to do that. Right. He could have argued. Okay. He could have even put Megan out the car without hurting her. You know, that would have been outrageous, but people might have could have seen that. But when he picked up that pistol, that's when he went across the line. And because he never
The real thing is, he should have never went to that party. And the other thing is, let's take it back. You should have never started Megan Thee Stallion. You should have just stayed with Kelsey or left her. You should have never got on that boat.
True. Because, you know, everybody makes a lot of Megan, but Megan didn't put a gun to Tory's head.
You should have never got on that boat.
Right.
Thank you, boo.
What he wanted to do. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And now he finna pay with it with his life. Wow. Okay. Let me see. This is my guy. 6864. Was I just talking to you?
No, this is a different number.
Okay, go ahead. What's going on?
Okay. So first, I have to say, justice was served. Tory got sentenced 10 years, not only because of the Megan Thee Stallion, like the jury, that wasn't brought, like his previous cases wasn't brought up in court for the jury, but the actual judge knows his background and has seen his record. He got sentenced 10 years because it was a amount of time before he actually shot someone or somebody ended up dead because of his reckless gun usage. And in regards to Megan Thee Stallion, I think Megan will be okay, but I also am very curious of what Megan's going to rap about, because previously all her rap is about like her being like very confident in her sexuality, her past, like being able to pull whoever. But what we've seen throughout this Tory Lanez case is that when it mattered, like, she denied that she was with Tory Lanez. She denied
the
baby.
Yes, she did.
She denied all these things.
Megan Thee Stallion lied a lot.
Yeah, so what is going to be her rap persona as she comes back? Because you can't give us the same Megan Thee Stallion. Because I'm, as a Megan Thee Stallion fan, I got hip to Megan Thee Stallion because of her collabs with the baby. Because of, like, the sexy, like, energy that she was giving with, like, male hip-hop and rappers. So you can't give that anymore. And I think also, like, the split between her and Party is also something people are questioning because, yes, we all know he wasn't handling, like, her sexual past being publicated in the way that it was. But also, Party was writing for her, and it seems that this hasn't been addressed. Like, it just hasn't – she just kind of moved on, and this was a man that was really, really stable with her. And throughout, like, the beginning of the trial, even before that, was really, like – fighting her battles in a lot of ways, even though some people felt like he could have done it more. But he, like, even she has said in several times that was a very healthy relationship. So them breaking up at the end of this trial just also leaves a, like, weird taste of things of that just doesn't seem, like, certain or, like, I'm just interested to see what her rap persona is going to be when she comes back overall. Because I think her career is really riding on that.
Some people are suggesting that the Partisan Fontaine thing is that, you know, he just wasn't strong enough for her as an equal monetarily and mentally. You know, he's a man,
that.
He's getting money, he's
that.
Getting money. However, he's not the dominant, he doesn't make as much money as her. So perhaps maybe he doesn't know how to lead her into certain conversations. Look what she's dating now, a powerful soccer player that makes all this money. You know, women like to feel led.
I say she's dating that soccer player because he is completely removed from American, like, social life. Like, he's not American. He's not in this. He don't care about anything that's going on. I think, which
you don't think a woman, when you are the breadwinner of a man in the relationship, a woman doesn't tend to look at you as being weak? Especially
I completely agree. But I think, like, that has always been a factor. I think really what I imagine was a huge barrier and ended with them breaking up is that if she was lying to everybody else, she for sure was lying to him. You think he hadn't heard about the baby thing and the Tory Lanez before the court case and probably brought it to her and she probably lied about it? Yeah, I mean, she was working with the baby and working with all these people that she has had sexual relationships with.
Been banging her. The whole time.
Probably
the reason why. Probably the reason why she
broke
up.
It's a layer of a lot of lying.
Probably that's why her and Moneybagg Yo didn't work out, because she was the baby then. Megan Thee Stallion has. She has been a mixy girl, and I think people talking about the past. The reason why the past becomes such a big deal, it's not because you're sexually liberated and free. It's the fact that it is a double standard that you are kind of being mixy and sleeping around. But then it's like, girl, then you sleep with your best friend's man. It's like, damn.
Which is crazy.
That
your best friend had COVID and you sent her away for her well-being and was doing all that, like, that's crazy. And I'm also, not to bring Nicki Minaj up into this, but I know Nicki is waiting for her to come out with this persona that she had before of, oh, I can be whoever, I'm a baddie. And because I know Nicki's going to be like, girl, you couldn't stand up on what you was doing
The thing with Nicki... Nicki be knowing all the tea. So if you listen to Nicki's records before even this trial and all this stuff started, she had been talking about how Megan slept with everybody. She would always be throwing shots about how Megan sleeps with everybody. I'm like, damn, I didn't, then it started slowly coming out that she was just a freak sleeping with everybody.
Yeah. So I think her honesty and her inability to stand on her, like, her, what she do, that's her real barrier coming out of this situation.
I agree. You know why? And I think that's a valid point, because I also think that that's why certain people are feeling like, I'm still can't stand with her, because even people that may have wanted to stand with her, at some point she's lost them because she did lie hard. Mm-hmm. She committed to the lie. So people trust.
I mean, that
she has to earn the trust.
She did with Gail, where she was like, obviously lying. I mean, as a person who believed her majority of the time, I felt like when that came out, I was just like, okay, now I do believe you got shot, and I do believe Tory most likely did shoot you. But the lying, it just like, and the continuation of lying, and then also like how she put out a few months, when I come back, I'm rapping, I'm not talking about the Tory thing, I'm not talking about that at all. Like, in what world are you going to be able to completely just not address this in music? Because you're going to have to, especially doing hip-hop, unless you're going to do pop. And Megan hadn't even broke into the pop section before this Tory Lanez thing happened.
So let me ask you this, and I'm going to let you go. So what happens to Tory Lanez in 10 years? Do we care?
We don't care. I don't think Tory Lanez is going to do 10 years. He'd probably do 6, maybe 5. But I think even then, we're not going to care, because, like, his music wasn't that great. I mean, Kick Take 5, I did use the bang that, and I can't lie on that. But I feel like he didn't have the catalog or the, like, stats put up to become, like, a hip-hop staple. So you're going for 5. If he was gone for 2 years, I think he was going to become irrelevant.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on. All right, let's move on. Okay, 5434, you're live on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, talk to me.
Hey, Armand. So, first off, I want to say Megan did get her justice. I'm very happy that she got her justice. But I am a true crime freak, so I'm not even going to speak on this case as if it was a celebrity case. So I watched plenty of cases, heard plenty of trials, and this trial was just way too rocky for the sentence that he got to me. And reason I'm saying that is because it was no solid evidence from any side of the story. Everybody's story was rocky. Everyone was lying. There was no solid pin on the head with Tory to get that long sentence. That's all I'm saying. I just don't feel like it was a fair enough case. Megan did get her justice.
So what do you think he should have gotten? How many years do you think he should have gotten? Because the minimum was 9 for this type of case.
Minimum was 9. Well, they did say in court that it wasn't malice, I believe. I don't know the exact words. I'm sorry. But they did take that factor out. So, I mean, I think 7, if I thought I was saying 5, but you did make me realize that he would have came out messing with Megan if he got out in five. That was the thing that really hit me. Okay. He definitely would have did that. We know Tory. He's a menace. He would have did
that.
I would say about seven, and then, you know, he do his little programs. He got to show and prove that he changed. But I just think the 10 years was excessive, being that it was not a solid case from the defense or the prosecution. And even the I was depending on the witness to be the one who nailed it on the head. He was wacky himself. So
I was there. The witness nailed it on the head for me. He was very clear. He said, I saw Tory Lanez waving his hand. I didn't see the gun, but I saw the flashes and something would look like a gun. But he had his hand in the air and he was waving a flagrant of obscenities. Mother nigga, this, that, and the third. And he was shooting a gun or shooting something in the air. He didn't say gun. He said he saw muzzle flashes. And it was for sure Tory Lanez.
Right.
He was very adamant on it. And he was very still shaking up. The man was in there crying and everything. Now, I saw that for myself. I was right in front,
too. Okay, I
wasn't
there, so I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. I can't fight if I wasn't there. But Casey Anthony, lawyer on his case now, with that, he automatically said he appealing straight off top so he can get a lighter sentence, a heavier sentence, or the same. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, 6846, you're live on the air.
All right, I'm back in here. You know, hung up on me
sorry
once
about
now,
that.
Too.
Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah, no. So I was going to say, let me touch on Megan real quick. So I feel as if for her, this is kind of like a 50-50 thing, like you said. I feel like there's a lot of people that are not going to mess with her regardless. They think she's a liar. You know, that narrative has already been put out there. But also, there's that section of people that was riding with Megan regardless. I mean, and it's hard, even for me. Like, I was a fan of Megan, like, the Tina Snow days, you know, just that hot girl. All the hot girl music, like, I would listen to all of it. But I feel like now, I mean, most of her music has fell off for me. I'm just going to be honest. Like, that last album flopped, like, hard.
Mm.
Like, is anybody listening to anything from that? Just honestly. But, I mean, if she's not coming back with that heat, she can just stay, you know, doing the TV thing, doing movies and plays and musicals. Because otherwise, you know, I'm waiting for the hot girl. And I feel like we've been missing that, you know. And I'm a Nicki fan. I mean, I like Cardi. I like everybody. But Megan had a different flair that a lot of the other female rappers didn't have at that time. But now you look around, we got Ice Spice, Dolce, you know, Nicki's out, you know, topping the charts right now. Like, do we even need
so
Megan?
Where do you think Megan is in regards to this case? How does this case affect her career?
Oh, going forward, I think we're just going to have to see. Honestly, I feel like I personally am not going to hold it against her. I'm going to keep an open ear. If it's good, it's good. You know, I'm not going to judge her and look at her like, oh, she was the girl that got Tory locked up, you know. Because regardless, I don't feel like that was totally her part, you know, like all her fault. She had a part in it, but it wasn't completely her fault. You know, that, I mean, he was wilding. He was going to do something regardless. But, you know, the whole social climber thing, I felt like that caught up with her. You know, the case definitely doesn't look good. So I feel like she's in the negative, if anything. You know, she got to work her way back up to feeling like, you know, she just, you know, topping hip-hop right now. But I don't feel it now. Not right now. She's gonna have
it's
to.
It's just
put
like you've got to. It's because the I agree. Well, thanks, Boo. Was that it? Because I
yeah.
just cut you off. All right. Thank you, and thanks for supporting
thank
the channel.
You.
All right.
Of
bye.
Course, you do your thing, man.
All right. Thank you. Okay, but I want to say this before I forget my point. And I know people are thinking, like, Armand, well, you're being biased. Are you attacking Meg? I'm not attacking Meg. We have to talk about the other side. We know where Tory's going. To the slammer, he's done. There's nothing else to talk about there. It's a wrap. But Megan Thee Stallion is interesting because there is quite a large demographic of people that support Tory Lanez in the industry and regular fans. And I think that what I've heard tonight from multiple people is that this case it wasn't a dead set, clear Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion. Here was the bang bang proof. The perception is the prosecution did not do a good job of showing reasonable doubt. If that's the correct way to say it. So I'm saying that to say people feel like it's still up in the air. So there's still people that's feeling like, I can't just say that he shot you. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. So there will be a subset of people that feel like no matter how successful you are, you the girl that put Tory Lanez to jail, and girl, you lied. So we won't really know if he really did it or not because they didn't really prove it in the case. So I don't really f*** you like that because you also lied. So you just as bad because we don't know what the truth is because it wasn't clear. And because there's so much gray area there, I think Megan Thee Stallion will have to fight through that gray area, win trust back from a lot of the community. Yeah, prove beyond reasonable doubt. That's what I meant. Yes, prove beyond reasonable doubt. So I think that a lot of the hip-hop community doesn't fully trust her, and she has to win that trust back because people feel like, yeah, we couldn't really tell. We don't know. Yeah, you got justice. But the higher she becomes, and you guys know this, she's the underdog right now, and you're happy that she won. But as the time goes by, if you see Megan Thee Stallion becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, historically, y'all love people until they become rich and famous. Megan Thee Stallion right now is the people's champ. But let her surpass 1 billion streams, start winning Grammys, and start coming out. Relationship, she gets in one issue with a guy, maybe she gets in an abusive relationship, something happens. You guys are going to turn on her. She's been the problem the whole time. Remember what she did to Tory? Just right now, it's fresh. But people are fickle. She knows that too. So get ready, because this is not going to be a cakewalk for Megan Thee Stallion either. She will always forever be attached to this. Just because she's free doesn't mean she's totally free. Okay? She has to go to sleep and wake up to this every single day that she's part of one of the biggest cases in her whole career. I'm sure she didn't want to be in this. Every day somebody's still walking around thinking she's a liar. Tory fans are going to harass her for the rest of her life. Every day. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Like I said, justice has still been served. Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion. He deserved the 10 years, period. Period. He deserved the 10 years. He didn't deserve anything less than 10 years because if he got anything less than 10 years, he would have made it hell for her. And Megan Thee Stallion would have been probably somewhere drunk underneath a bridge. All right? Okay, guys, we're going to wrap it right there. If you guys make it into this